We're talking with Buffalo actor Pamela Rose Mangus, currently appearing as Sir John Falstaff. Well, now let's talk about the big show, Shakespeare in Delaware Park, which has done single gender versions. A couple of years ago, it was Twelfth Night, all male. There was Macbeth, all women. And once again, it's an all-woman production of The Merry Wives of Windsor. And the big role in that is fat old Sir John Falstaff.
Yes, it is. Not in my wildest dreams did I ever even aspire to play Falstaff. But when the opportunity presented itself, I jumped in the pool, and it was offered to me. So I sometimes still am marveling that I'm doing it. I think, you know, once the audiences are there and we're doing it, I won't be thinking about it so much. I'm going, I'm playing Falstaff? Holy cow, you know? I mean, I'm not slender, but I still need a fat suit. And there's all this wonderful accoutrement that they're giving me that is so helping me with the role. I mean, just the visual for not only for my fellow actors but for me has helped me embody him. Of course, he's comedic. It's a comedy. I'm comfortable doing comedies, you know, with the right guidance from my director. She's keeping me fine-tuned with, you know, hitting all the right beats. We're having a great time.
And who's the director?
The director is Eileen Dugan. As a matter of fact, you mentioned McBee. Eileen and I worked together on McBee in 2010. I had a small role, got killed off in the first 15 minutes. But I was asked to stick around for the curtain call. A lot of times an actor in Shakespeare might be able to go home and, you know, if they have their 10 minutes of fame, go home and I'll see you. But she wanted a visual for just before the curtain call of everyone that McBee had killed. And it was one of the elements that she put into that show that made it so successful. And it was the greatest thing she could have done for me, because I was then able to stick around with these amazing women and truly be part of the entire production. You know, as the actor, you're going, I want to go home and go to bed. But once we started performing, I didn't want to be anywhere else. And I was so glad that she wanted that. So there was this connection between all of the women, that we were all there for each other. We were helping each other backstage change swords and all this kind of stuff. And there's a similar process going on with The Merry Wives of Windsor. Of course, it's not swords, you know. it's a lot more fun, you know, and sort of giggling off and on backstage. But we have this wonderful bond that we're all trying to pull off, you know, an all-female production. I just want to say that I love these opportunities. Shakespeare's plays always have more men than women. And it's wonderful to get a chance to play these roles that you would never have that opportunity to do. I can see that that might be the same for men, you know, with Twelfth Night, that it's always fun to go outside your comfort zone, you know, and do something different. So I really relish this opportunity, not only to play a man, but to play, quote-unquote, Falstaff. He's, you know, perhaps one of the more well-known characters in Shakespeare's anthology. And interesting, though, this role is outside of even maybe Falstaff's realm, because the other plays he appears in are much more serious dramas. So this being my first sort of introduction to Falstaff, I guess it's a little off the beaten track for the character, but he still, in his heart, is the same kind of guy. He still likes to carouse and womanize and not always on the up and up, perhaps. But I'm having a good time.
And speaking of Falstaff, if you could just give us like a 25-word plot summary. I mean, he's, he's a womanizer.
Right. Well, he's a knight now, but he's not as refined as most of the knights out there. And he still hangs out with some of his soldiers, but they, you know, they steal from people. They do things they shouldn't, you know. And he's down and out, so he's figured another way to make some money. He's going to try to seduce the wives of two gentlemen and through them, get to their husband's money. The women figure this out and turn the tables on him. And there's three different encounters. He goes back three times, even though each time he gets shut down to try to seduce these women. And they pull tricks on him right and left. And then one of the husbands goes in disguise and tries to even encourage him more to go and seduce his own wife, you know, because he wants to go there and be there when he's doing it to catch him in the act. But he never does, and it drives the husband crazy. And it all culminates in a wonderful forest scene where Falstaff has, you know, horns on his head, and there's fairies running around the forest, and it all comes tumbling down on Falstaff's head by the end of the show. He is dejected. But it's a lot of fun, and the way it ends, he still gets brought back into the fold by the end of the play.
So a feel-good ending, and there's also a lot of physicality. So I gather Steve Vaughn is your fight director.
Yes, there's one sword play scene, but it's only one sword. I don't think that there's nobody else fighting with her. that's the Dr. Caius role by Charmaine Chi. It's mostly almost slapstick humor. There's a very big chase scene. I'm in disguise trying to get out of Ford's house without being noticed. So they dress me up as an old woman. But he chases me around and beats me with a stick. And I'm up and down and running around and getting hit in the butt and pushing people. And I also have scenes where I sort of bully some of my men, and I have to go inside of a laundry basket and through a trap door on the stage. It's right. Lots of physical activity for me.
Well, the laundry basket scene's a great scene. question. So here it is summer. You're wearing a fat suit, extra clothing. It's outdoors. You got to go up and down steps. There are, what, three levels to the stage?
I think there's 13 steps at least going up and down.
So how many pounds have you already sweated
off
this season?
Well, I have. I'm creeping up on almost 10 pounds now.
10 pounds and you haven't even started the show. No. Oh, my gosh.
It's a good thing.
Well, I guess, but...
It's one way to lose weight.
Something you're not going to see every day, an all-female production, including Pamela Rose Mangus in the role of old fat Sir John Falstaff.
Thank you.
And Shakespeare in Delaware Park is up every night of the week except Monday. All performances at 7:30. All performances are pay what you can. They're on Shakespeare Hill, which is accessible from the Rose Garden, or if you want to park on Rumsey Road. My personal advice is get there early because parking fills up very, very quickly. Bring a snack or buy from one of the vendors there, and also leave a little money aside because you'll probably want to get at least a T-shirt or enter into some of the raffles.
That's right.
Well, I guess I shouldn't say pay what you can because there is no admission price, but the actors themselves do ask for donations for Shakespeare in Delaware Park at intermission.
That's correct. I will be coming out and making a speech and explaining it all and explaining the drawing. I think there's always a drawing for sometimes a piece of jewelry or something like that. And then all the actors take their little sacks and walk through the audience, and it's a great opportunity, especially for younger kids, to see the actors a little more closely, and they get to talk, and it's even though it seems like a trudge to go up the hill, it's still this wonderful experience. I remember doing it for McBee, where you just get a chance to say hello to people, and they ask you interesting questions, and you get great feedback.
Pamela Rose Mangus, one of Buffalo's favorite actors. Thanks for coming over to WNED WBFO.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
On part one of this podcast, Pamela Rose Mangus discusses how she got started in acting and has some tips for younger actors. For WNED WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.